This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the second hour of the program. Plenty of time for you to join us here and take control of the airwaves, if you like. Just had an extended conversation with Greg in New York about, he claimed, minarchism. But, Vincent, you're less than impressed with his minarchist claims.
Well, there's no absolute definition of what minarchism is. I think it'd be more appropriate to describe...
Presumably it means a small government.
We don't know.
Small compared to what?
His government could only cover healthcare and not cover policing or anything like that. That, in theory, would be small. I'd say, for at least my views, I could, describe my views, it's closer to a night watchman state. My, view of a state should be it, protects life, liberty, and property. And just to address some of his points, and it's definitely noble to care and want people to have a safety net. When people argue against a welfare state or anything, no one wants to see, at least I'd like to think no one wants to see someone starve or enjoy seeing people live in squalor. But I think that it could turn, good intentions could turn bad if you're trying to, use government force to prevent that, there's always going to be suffering, at least in our, the way we are, there's always going to be suffering, and I don't think it's to try to eradicate it, particularly using government, I think that's a misguided quest. He mentioned automation.
Well, I've seen there's people on welfare who live in poverty, right? Like they use the money from welfare to go and buy drugs, for instance. They don't clean their house or whatever.
And some use, the money on welfare, and they live a normal, someone middle-class life, but they're on welfare.
And then he had gotten into the idea of, I brought up the drug objection, and, he pointed out, there could be standards. We could do drug testing and things like that. And of course, there's ways around drug testing. There's always a way around the system. There's always a way to manipulate. You can't spend the welfare money on alcohol. Well, okay, so what they do is they buy food for somebody else who then buys them the alcohol, or they, sell off the welfare benefits at 50% on the dollar and then use the money to buy the alcohol or the, the crack cocaine or whatever. Let's continue. I know you've got more to say about it. Paul's on the line, though, in Fort Mojave, listening to K-Talks. Go ahead, Paul. Hello, Paul, in Fort Mojave.
Hello, Vincent.
Hey there.
Hello, Vincent. It's cold out here, and I got my shirt pulled up. It's like 65.
Burr.
And to Greg, I kind of believe a little bit of what he said, because, my dad's out here. He owns his house. He owns it straight up. But he pays property taxes, so I call him a renter, and he hates that so much. I say, you're a renter. He goes, I own my house. I said, you still have to pay somebody. And he's like, Then he got hurt a little bit ago. And I was kind of like, you know what? How come they don't take care of you now? And I kind of felt weird about that. It was like, I missed Melanie yesterday, too. Sorry, Melanie. I don't know if she was on there.
So he pays property taxes over all this time, but then they didn't do anything to help him out when he was in need, is what you're saying?
Yeah, sort of. I mean... Yeah, his health insurance, he probably has too much money or whatever. He pays a lot of money extra on his retirement to have decent health insurance. But I call him a renter. When you call him a renter, he gets all of it.
It's funny. It's a true statement.
Yeah.
I mean, ultimately, you are renting the property from the government, because if you don't pay, they will send men with guns to take you out of your home and throw you into the cold.
2 years probably of not paying $250 or whatever, and they own it.
That's correct.
That's scary.
Paul, thanks for sharing your thoughts here today.
Thank
appreciate
you
it. Yep, it's our pleasure.
Yes.
So 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. So more comments, because I definitely want to talk about his monopsony term, which is really kind of new to me.
What I'll just say is that, it's sort of general principle never to ask someone to do something that you yourself wouldn't do. And so we're talking about you know, the government taking care of people, you know, giving a safety net for people. And, you know, it would give a sense of legitimacy if someone who did take in, you know, take in homeless and take in people, you'll give other people safety net to say, oh, I think other people should do it because I'm doing it. But then if you have that same mindset of everyone, instead of asking the government to do it, you do it yourself, then I think the world would be a much better place and you wouldn't need the government to do it because that mindset will be there. And I think it is possible to evolve as a society, as a civilization, you know, and change with values that we could to give people a safety net without using coercion, government coercion to give it.
Well, that's one of the key differences between, I think, you and I and people like Greg or Sarah in New Mexico. We've talked with her about these ideas recently. She's been calling in advocating for communism, which is, you know, another way of another variant on what Greg was talking about earlier. He's got a pretty minarchist sort of hat that he can put on his communist ideas. But really what it breaks down to is a disbelief in the good of mankind. That's what a lot of the people who, I mean, I'm not going to say everyone, but a lot of the people that I've ever encountered who believe that wealth needs to be redistributed, who believe that the government needs to handle these things, that it's too important, healthcare is too important, education's too important, and all these things that are supposedly too important. Well, I would say those things are too important to be handled by the government because the government screws up everything that it touches. It has the, you know, reverse incentives of what they should in the marketplace. But you and I, Vincent, tend to believe that people are good and willing to, and I won't put words in your mouth, but that's what it sounded like you were saying, that in the absence of this government system, you believe people would give to help their fellow man, that they would, you know, voluntarily supply money to some sort of program that would help people in need. I believe that that's the case. Is that what you think?
At least in the culture that I grew up in. So I can't speak for any other place in the world except where I grew up in, which is, you know, several different states in the United States. I believe it was Rousseau, and forgive me if I'm mixing up a quote, that says, men are evil, but man is good. And I don't want to sound like a bleeding heart liberal, you know, by saying that, oh, I believe in the good in everyone. And I do believe.
But they don't. That's what I was saying, was like a lot of liberals don't believe that. Maybe they say that.
Yeah, they say, but that's what I was trying to get at.
So they don't believe that people will help others, and that's why they feel like they need to be forced. That's why they feel there needs to be an agency of coercion out there to force virtue out of people, and that is not virtue. When there's a gun pointed at your head or the threat of a gun being pointed at your head to say you need to help these people, well, you're not helping them out of your own heart. You're not helping them out of your own volition, out of your own choice. And that's what makes helping others virtuous, is the fact that you've chosen to do so, not the fact that you're under the threat of violence and behaving in a way that a man with a gun wants you to behave.
Oh, no, I agree. Yeah. But I also do believe that in terms of what separates us between you as being a voluntarist and me as being a minarchist, is that I do believe that, you know, people are also capable of being, you know, of being great evil. And I do believe in,
sure.
Have you heard the, if this is a Hobbes, he came up with his, called the war against all of, it's the war, yeah, it's a war against all. It's, so it's another term of the state of nature, and Hobbes, in his book Leviathan, he said that before we had government, we need an authoritarian government to protect us. We give our rights to an absolute sovereign to defend against the state of nature, which is, as he described it, as anarchy. And now, that's his conclusion. I don't necessarily believe his conclusion. You have people like Rousseau and John Locke, and, you know, Locke, a lot of his writings, an English philosopher, that's what, based on the founding fathers of the Constitution, he said, yeah, very, you know, he does believe there needs to be a government to defend against that state of nature, the anarchy, the war against all, but it doesn't have to be an absolute monarch.
But the problem with that is that you're giving power to people. And if the problem is that people are abusive and that some people are not nice and that some people are likely to hurt others or whatever, you don't want to give those people power over other human beings because they're inevitably going to abuse that power. We see it time and time again. And not only are you likely to attract the abusive to those roles, because of course an abuser is going to want to get into a position of power, but you're also going to corrupt people. And we've read, like, there have been scientific studies that show that power corrupts people, even the people who didn't think it would. You know, that so they got into some sort of role of power over others, not for the reason of wielding it, but because they had good intentions. Well, all that changes once they actually get the power in their hands. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And what about this idea of a monopsony that Greg was promoting? I'm going to dig into that a little bit further here, because he was acting like a monopsony is somehow a good thing, but a monopoly is a bad thing. And I don't think I agree. It's Free Talk Live.
Thanks for calling SomaBiotics. Are you calling for a free trial of our belly flattening breakthrough?
Actually, I already got the free trial. It totally flattened my belly.
Wow, that's great news.
But now I have a problem I never thought I'd have. My belly just keeps getting flatter. I mean, I don't want to look like a runway model, but I don't want to stop taking SomaBiotics either. Because seriously, I've never looked this good.
Well, here's one thing you can do. Only take SomaBiotics every other day. That'll keep up your results without making your belly too flat. And if you ever need to ramp up your belly flattening results again, just go back to taking it every day.
To get your free trial of SomaBiotics, call 1-800-961-5687. You're going to love how you look. And if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. But hurry and call now for details while they're still giving it away for free. Call 1-800-961-5687. That's 1-800-961-5687. 1-800-961-5687.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us here. Bring up anything that you want. We'll come back around to Uber Grandma and what was supposed to be a trial for her today, which I attended, and that's why I was exhausted because I had to get up at 5:30 this morning to drive 2 hours over to Portsmouth for an 8 a.m. Court start. And so it's Ian and Vincent in the studio with you here tonight. But we're talking about, we're still kind of, you know, riffing on the discussion we'd had earlier about this single-payer healthcare system and, you know, socialism and welfare state and the so-called safety net here, and we'll continue that discussion. Also, want to let you know about Omaha Steaks, brand new advertiser with Free Talk Live, and I have yet to eat all of the food that we were sent from Omaha Steaks. Because there's a lot of it, and we'll tell you how you can get the exact same package for 77% off. But it's delicious. Everything I've had so far has been great. I've had some of the burgers, the all-beef meatballs, the kielbasa sausages. That's what I was actually eating tonight. If you've been watching on the webcam, I was actually, it was a reheated kielbasa sausage. Daryl cooked them all up last night. And they were very, very good. Also, you can get your family gift pack over at Omaha Steaks for just $49.99. It's a perfect gift for the holiday season. All you have to do is enter code FTL in the search bar, and it gets you access to the family gift pack for $49.99, which includes two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, four burgers, 12-ounce package of all-beef meatballs, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, which are super easy to heat up, by the way. I just threw one in the microwave for 60 seconds, and they're delicious. One Omaha Steaks seasoning packet, and in this package you also get an additional four kielbasa sausages for free. And you get it all, this awesome deal from Omaha Steaks, by going to omahasteaks.com and then enter code FTL in the search bar and then add the family gift pack to your cart. Now, it's not the only gift pack they have, so if you want a bigger one, I think they've got one that's a little more expensive. But, man, when I got all of these packages, I mean, we're talking about multiple boxes loaded up in a dry ice-cooled container. You get this big, large sort of styrofoam container loaded up with dry ice. This stuff is frozen solid when it gets to you, so you don't have to worry about it, you know, melting or something like that, or, you know, going bad on the trip to your home. It's quality product, and it's stored very, very well. They not only do they have all kinds of meat, but they've also got seafood, as well as veggies, desserts, appetizers, pasta, soup, seasoning, sauces, and more. It's a great steak experience at home with one-of-a-kind flavor, aged for 21 days to unlock the full flavors of the cut. So just go to omahasteaks.com and start shopping around. But again, use code FTL right when you get to the site. It's in the search bar, so there's not like a special code box. It's in the search bar. Just type in FTL and then choose FTL when it pops down on the list, and that'll get you access to the gift pack, and then, you know, search around the rest of the site, see what else you can get for your friends and family members this holiday season, or for yourself, because it's some really good food. OmahaSteaks.com, code FTL in the search bar as we continue here. Talking about the call from earlier, Greg had called in to talk about what he considers to be a small government that would have a single-payer health care system and a safety net. And look, I'm not against the idea of people getting help when they need it. I give voluntarily to the local homeless shelter here in town. I don't have to do that. There's government-run homeless shelters. I could just say, oh, well, the government will take care of it. But I support the private homeless shelter because, in my opinion, they do a better job of helping the homeless than the government shelters. Why? Well, the government shelters will take in somebody, they'll give them a room or a cot or whatever it is they give them. They give them a certain space in the shelter, and then they have that for as long as they have it. They can just keep coming back to that same place and, you know, make it theirs and feel like they own this part of the homeless shelter that we're all paying for. Whereas the private homeless shelter in town, it's called 100 Nights, they have been around for several years now, and they started because there was still a need for homeless assistance in town. Even with the supposedly good government, you know, helping people, there was still a need. There were still homeless people in the streets. These people started a private shelter. One local construction guy actually put this thing together, and the idea was it's called 100 Nights because it's open the 100 coldest nights of the year. So I think it is either just now opening or will be opening soon. And the idea is that people can come in at night, Not all day, not just hang around all day long. They have to come in at night, they sleep there, and then the next morning, they're out. 7 a.m, they're out. They're back out, and they have to, you know, figure something out. Go and get some work, or you just don't be there. You know, try to do something else with your time instead of just hanging out at the homeless shelter all day long. And, of course, they provide them resources. There is a what they call a walk-in or drop-in center where those same people or anyone can go in, get warm in this, you know, drop-in center. There's coffee available there. They have computers that these folks can type up a resume on. They have assistance with doing that kind of thing. Because, you know, some of these people, their lives have been destroyed by their bad habits, and they need their hands held, you know, to try to get them through the first steps in life. And there are, of course, you know, plenty of success stories of people who fell on hard times, somebody who got evicted from their home or something like that. They came through this shelter. It kept them warm during the nights, gave them the resources that they needed to get back on their feet, and they did. Whereas you compare that to the government version of helping the homeless, where they just give them a room, and here you go. Okay. Great. Now what? Oh, you just get to stay there for 365 days a year? You don't have to worry about rent? You don't have to worry about anything?
Except voting day.
Right, well, then they'd probably bust them to the precincts. And so I support the private homeless shelter. I like their model because it holds people more accountable. It doesn't allow them to create a little place for themselves in the homeless shelter. They can come, they can sleep, not die as a result. They can get help at helping themselves. And that's the kind of thing I support, is helping people help themselves. Now, of course, there's obviously the kind of sick people who can't help themselves. Like, they can't even feed themselves, right? There are those people. But that's a very small percentage of the population. And this comes back to the conversation we were having before about, do you believe that people are good? Do you believe that people will help other people? Because the person who believes that there needs to be this government-run safety net doesn't think that about people. They don't think that people are good. They think that in the absence of the government safety net, that a, you know, quadriplegic is going to be left out in the streets to die. And there's just no evidence for it. There's none whatsoever. Sure, there's some grumpy people who are, you know, don't get along with others. Okay, yeah. There's going to be, in any marketplace, in any community, there's going to be some old curmudgeon down the street who's like, I'm not going to help you, Sonny. I don't care about your problems. I'm not going to give any money to you. Okay, fine. That's okay. We don't need him. And the reason why we don't have to worry about those people not participating, because that's the argument as well, somebody won't participate, so therefore they need to be forced to participate. But the reason we don't need to worry about it is because the private charities are more efficient than government. So when it comes to these safety nets, a privately run safety net is probably 8 times more efficient than the government one, because it has to compete for dollars in the marketplace. It has to be efficient. It has to prove that they're spending the money wisely.
And the volunteers actually want to be there.
There's that too. And they're volunteers, whereas with the government, they're paid bureaucrats. So a lot of the government welfare programs are actually the paychecks that go to the government bureaucrats, not the actual recipients. 855-450-FREE. Join us on Free Talk Live.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, it is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here on the radio waves. You can take control of them by dialing in toll-free and bringing up anything that you want with you in the studio tonight. You've got me, Ian.
And me, Vincent.
By the way, we've got Skype. If you want to join us on Skype, you can do that. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Still the Christmas gift-buying season, although your time is going to be running out before you know it, so you might want to figure out what you're going to do. We've given you a lot of different options here on Free Talk Live that are, you know, unique gift ideas that people will appreciate, especially if you get them a new pillow they really love, because a good pillow can make the difference between a night's sleep and a restless night. And my pillow may be able to help. It's a very good pillow. I've been using it for several months. In fact, probably the best pillow I've ever used. You can go to MyPillow.com and use code FTL to get one of them at half price, or two for the price of one. It's up to you. Just go to MyPillow.com. The MyPillow is unique because it fits to the shape of your body and holds your neck in the proper position, and it's washable. So you can put it in the washer and the dryer. It's designed for that. Unlike every other pillow I've ever had, which you just can't wash those things. So you can actually clean MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, and if you don't like it, or your loved one doesn't like it, within the first 60 days, that's plenty of time to figure out whether a pillow works for you or not, you can send the pillow back and they will send you your purchase price back. So MyPillow.com with code FTL to get the special offer of one pillow at half off or two for the price of one. And also, the pillow has a 10-year warranty on it. So you can tell MyPillow.com, they are people who believe in their product. They stand behind it with a money-back guarantee within 60 days and then a warranty that lasts for 10 years. So again, MyPillow.com with code FTL. As we continue, we're talking about the so-called safety net, which, you know, as we were discussing before, really breaks down to the individual's belief in humanity. If you believe in your fellow man and woman that they are compassionate people in general, then we don't need to have government forcing people into being compassionate. People will, of their own volition, donate to causes that they support. Well, then people will worry, well, what if people won't support my cause? Well, maybe it's not worth supporting. Maybe you've got a bad model. Maybe you've got a bad idea, an unpopular idea.
And maybe you're not entitled to product of someone else's labor.
Well, exactly. And so I feel like we've hammered down a lot of these things. But then he brought up this term monopsony, which he'd mentioned before. So this wasn't his first time calling in, Vincent. It was your first time talking with Greg in New York. But monopsony, I got to admit, you know, I may not have been as educated as Greg. I didn't know the term. But it's related to monopoly. It is, instead of a single service provider, a monopsony is a single buyer in a given marketplace. According to Wikipedia, in economics, monopsony is a market structure in which only one buyer interacts with many would-be sellers of a particular product. In microeconomic theory of monopsony, a single entity is assumed to have market power over terms to offer to its sellers as the only purchaser of a good or service, much in the same manner that a monopolist can influence the price for its buyers in a monopoly in which only one seller faces many buyers. In addition to its use in microeconomic theory, monopsony and monopsonist are descriptive terms often used to describe a market where a single buyer substantially controls the market as the major purchaser of goods and services. Now, that's as far as I've looked into this word. So, you know, just coming up off the cuff here of, you know, what that means to me. I've been a seller of things in the past, and, you know, I know that a monopoly, a single seller, is a bad situation. You don't want to have a monopoly. We know what the problems are with monopolies. They generally provide you with a poor product and poor service, and they don't really care because they're the monopoly. They're the only game in town. You either deal with them or you don't get whatever it is that they're offering. And in some cases, if they have a monopoly over something that's super important, like, let's say, food or water or whatever, then you either deal with their crap, their crappy service, or you die. So, you know, monopolies are no good. We know this. Everybody knows that a business that has no competition for a service provider is a problem and that they are going to fail in so many ways. And when they fail, they don't care because they know that you can't go anywhere else. There is no other option. So now we're talking about reversing that. And our caller earlier was trying to get us to believe that somehow the opposite of a monopoly, a monopsony, is somehow a good thing. Well, it's not really the opposite. It's just a similar concept, but of a different player in the marketplace, right? So now it's the single
It's the
payers.
Inverse.
Yes, exactly. And that doesn't make it good. It means that the problems that you have with buyers will become worse. So, like, if you've ever sold things to customers before, you know that some customers are not always right. Many customers are quite wrong with what they want. And so, you know, it's ridiculous to believe that a customer is always right, especially if it's the only customer who's coming in there demanding that you do things for them.
Well, the one exemption I could see is, say, something like the B-2 bomber, you know, that's built, I believe it's built by Boeing, or, you know, whatever defense
contractor. Boeing
company,
or something
Boeing,
like that.
Boeing,
yeah.
Or Lockheed Martin.
Yeah,
whatever
one
defense,
of those two.
Whatever defense contractor or the company that builds it, I don't think you'd want everyone who could afford a high-altitude bomber that, you know, can drop payloads of missiles and bombs to be able to own one. Or, like, you know, take the these, like, Minutemen nuclear warheads. That's the only instance where I think was it monopsony?
Monopsony.
Monopsony.
M-O-N-O-P. S-O-N-Y.
That's just being devil's advocate, or, you know, contrary to the whole, you know, anarchist joke of a McNuke, everyone has a McNuke in their
pocket. Well, you're just talking about products that really shouldn't exist. I mean, there shouldn't nuclear weapons, but there are, and there aren't single buyers of that. There are multiple buyers of nuclear weapons around the world.
Well, I'm just talking about from a certain company, say from, like, you know, Boeing or Lockheed Martin, some products that they sell. My dad used to work in
sell to a single buyer is what you're saying?
Yeah, but the U.S. government, unless you consider...
I don't think Lockheed or Boeing would be prohibited from selling weapons to allies of the United States.
Allies, but this was back during the Cold War, they couldn't sell, I think like the... I believe it was a Harrier jet or one of these jets.
Well, still, you're not talking about a market situation either.
Oh, no, yeah, government. I know, I'm just playing devil's advocate.
So, you know, in the marketplace, these things tend to not exist. Monopolies don't tend to exist because they're subject to competition. And the same way, a single buyer tends to not exist because you'd have to do some sort of manipulation, like Greg was talking about earlier, of having a government program stealing from people to be the only buyer in a market. To have a government say, no, you other people cannot buy. Because that would be the other thing that would be required in this monopsony situation would be, well, sure, we know there are other people in the market. Why wouldn't they be able to buy? Well, because the government's going to put a gun in their face and say, you can't buy health care because we're the only ones legally allowed to do it. So now you've got the problem with the problems with buyers magnified times 1,000 with a monopsony. What's that? Your single buyer doesn't like the price? Well, they'll just complain about it and then demand that you give them a lower price. Okay, well, now you want to... Oh, the price needs to be below cost? Great, now you've got Venezuela. Okay, and then how about the whiny buyer who's always got problems with issues coming back for more fixes, more problems? You could solve these problems on your own, but you're so needy, you keep coming back because you know that the service provider is trying to do their best to help you. They want to keep your business. Well, if you're the only buyer, you know, you can throw more weight around and basically put these service providers underground and out of business because of how you treat them. And you know, that's just off the top of my head what the problems would be with single buyers.
I think another example is again my dad. He worked in a mining town back before, you know, like Defense Electronics, and at the time the only place I was hiring or that had jobs available was the local mine, the coal mine, and the foreman was the king of the town. Like, he could do what everyone, he could, mm-hmm. like, you know, or the guy who gave out the jobs and said, all right, you do this. He could sleep with other men's wives and everything like wow. that, and he'd give him a job. And so that's the only other case I could see that, like, a free market case is in assigning labor in those kind of towns.
Toll-free number tonight, you can join us here. One of the reasons why we don't want a monopsony, because I think it's a terrible idea. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit Portable affordablesolarllc.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at portablesolarllc.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to portablesolarllc.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, dial on in, toll free, join us on the radio waves, bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And with you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
And me, Vincent.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Also, by the way, it is Christmas shopping season, so you want to get your shopping done with Free Talk Live and help out Free Talk Live. In addition to getting the things you want for you and your friends and family, you can go to shop.freetalklive.com, shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to Amazon, to Walmart, to Omaha Steaks, to other things there. You can go check it out. Newegg is another one, and Roberts & Roberts, Gold and Silver. Go check it out at shop.freetalklive.com. When you shop through those links, it helps Free Talk Live. That's shop.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones and the fun, we've got Jeff in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Vincent. Hey, Jeff.
Hello.
Hey there.
So I want to talk about Bitcoin.
Sure.
And I'm not sure if you covered this and I missed it or what, but you are aware that the IRS has sent a letter to Coinbase, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Basically demanding everybody's personal information.
Yeah, I did hear about that, yes.
So, okay, so this is the conundrum that I find myself in. I really want to push these ideas and get everybody to adopt them because I really hate the U.S. dollar and, violence or whatever else. But the more that people adopt things like Bitcoin, the more you get violence used against you because I guarantee the IRS wouldn't be interested in Bitcoin if it were just a few people that were using it. You know what I mean? And so I don't know. Well, I don't know where to get Bitcoin now without giving up my personal, you know, because even to use an ATM, if you're going to do more than $500 in a month, you have to give them, you basically have to scan your license.
Oh, you live in California.
I actually live in Oregon.
Oh, you live in Oregon.
Still.
In New Hampshire, the Bitcoin vending machines here don't require any identification. So if you live in the right place, you don't have a problem with that. But further, there are, you know, other options. I've heard that, you know, there's localbitcoins.com. There's I've heard Wall of Coins is an option. I've never used them personally. So there are always other options. You can also just, you know, offer and to buy and sell on Bitcoin groups with people that you know, as well. And let me just, before you go on, Jeff, I want to recap for our listeners who don't know what Coinbase is. Coinbase is one of the major Bitcoin houses, if you will, or providers out there. They offer a brokerage, they offer an exchange, they offer a wallet service. So they allow Bitcoin or new people to easily sign up and get a Bitcoin wallet for their first time, and then they can buy Bitcoin by having money pulled from their bank account. So you connect your bank account to Coinbase, and then Coinbase uses ACH transfers, automated clearinghouse, to withdraw money from your bank account and buy Bitcoin with that. And so the news story you're talking about is these headlines about the IRS demanding Coinbase turn over customer data. Now, I did hear, just as an addition, that Coinbase is planning on objecting to that, which was a surprise to me, like that they, you know, are hiring attorneys or whatever. They're having their attorneys say, yeah, we're not just going to jump through these hoops. But that doesn't mean that the IRS won't get their hands on that data eventually. So what you're pointing out here is that there is an inherent problem with these centralized exchanges. They have a lot of data about their users that, in theory, could be used against them by the IRS. That's what your concern is, correct?
Yeah, and that is a concern, is it not?
Yeah, it absolutely is. That's why a lot of the people in the libertarian side of the Bitcoin movement are not, you know, fans of Coinbase. I can't even use Coinbase anymore because they decided they didn't want to do business with me earlier this year. But I had purchased Bitcoins through Coinbase. And I've used some of the other exchanges before. I've used local Bitcoins as well. Local Bitcoins is interesting because you really don't need to, you know, identify yourself to use local Bitcoins. You can go and put money into somebody's bank account, and then they will send you Bitcoins. And local Bitcoins is basically an intermediary that essentially asks or acts as an escrow agent that holds the Bitcoins in escrow until all of the buyers and sellers, you know, are they do what they're supposed to do. So if you were to go on local Bitcoins, you're going to pay a premium for that. You're going to pay more than you would with Coinbase. And that's, you know, the perk of a company like Coinbase is you can get Bitcoins at like 1% over market cost. The cost of, but, you know, there is a cost to getting it at such a good price, and the cost is your privacy. So if you're willing to pay more, then you can get relatively private Bitcoin. So there are options in the marketplace out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it just, you know, it kind of concerns me. Cause, you know, I'm a Coinbase user, or I was, I should say, and it just kind of concerns me that, you know, everything that you want to do, every damn thing, you know, you got to give up an ID and prove to the, you know, these violent people that, you know, I don't know, you know, they want to control you. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Oh, yeah. So, I know how you feel, and that's why I moved to New Hampshire, so I could be around other libertarians and people who feel as we do, so maybe we can have a chance at being free. And here in New Hampshire, we have been told specifically by the banking department that they have no intention of regulating the Bitcoin vending machines in the state. And that, I think, is very, very good news. In a lot of places, your Bitcoin vending machine operators are super careful, right? Like, they want to make sure they cross their T's, they dot their I's, they want to make sure they're as compliant as they can be so that no governments, you know, they feel like they're immune from government persecution. Here in New Hampshire, the Bitcoin vending machines are run by activists. So we are people who, you know, we're not even doing this. At least I can speak for myself. I don't run all of the Bitcoin vending machines. There are four of them publicly in New Hampshire, and I assist with two of them. And, you know, my goal as part of the Shire Free Church is to spread Bitcoin because it is truly, in my opinion, a tool for peace. It's one of the greatest tools for peace that the world has ever known, because you're taking money out of the hands of government, and governments historically have used their power to print money to go to war and kill, you know, innocent people. So if you can take that power out of the hands of the state, that's a major step forward for the ideas of peace. And so to me, it's part of the church's mission. So we take the money that we bring in from those vending machines and we roll it back into Bitcoin outreach. So we're buying advertisements on the radio here in Keene to promote Bitcoin. So it's all this sort of cycle of, you know, it's basically a nonprofit operation. Even though there's a 7% markup on the Bitcoins at the vending machine, that money's being rolled back into the project. And so, yeah, we don't ask anybody for ID. There are security cameras watching the vending machine. So if somebody tries to steal the thing, we're going to, you know, try to figure out who they are. But they don't have to, you know, they don't have to show an ID to the machine. And what you're used to seeing there in Oregon and in a lot of places is these super compliant machines. I remember I looked at one in Texas when I was down there at the Bitcoin conference. They had one on display. I think it was called RoboCoin. And it was ridiculous. It required a handprint. It required a government identification. It's snapped a photo of you, and I think there was a semen sample or something like that too, but you know, it was ridiculous how much personally identifying information they wanted to just sell you some Bitcoin. So your mileage may vary, and if you're in New Hampshire, you have more options, especially because we have a big Bitcoin community. So if you want to avoid the Bitcoin machines altogether, you can go into like Facebook groups where there are multiple local Bitcoiners who are just, you know, willing to sell you Bitcoin. And then it's just a person-to-person transaction, which is sort of what they do over at localbitcoins.com. Is they hook up individuals who are willing to sell and buy Bitcoin, and so you lose all the you know, ridiculous know-your-customer rules and stuff like that.
Yeah, I did motion graphic design for Mark, and he paid me in Bitcoin, and it was really easy to use the Jax wallet and everything.
Right, and nobody had to know about that except you just told the audience here. So if you know, if you hadn't revealed that information, no one would have known that you had received that Bitcoin, because there's no central company in the way that was requiring anything from you. So I hope that helps, Jeff. And what I'd recommend is, you know, join up with some Bitcoin networks. Try localbitcoins.com. I've used it quite a bit, and it's excellent. But join up with Bitcoin networks and meetup groups or whatever, and throw out the question of, hey, you know, how are you guys getting Bitcoin not through centralized services that you have to, you know, what are good anonymous ways to get Bitcoin? And I bet there's Bitcoiners who know about stuff that I don't even know about. So I've only given you a few starting points here.
That's a good idea. And, you know, I just, I don't know. That's pretty much all I got to say.
It's a bummer. I totally get where you're coming from, Jeff. And if you get the chance, if you're a liberty-minded person, you really ought to, you know, get out here to New Hampshire, where the Bitcoin community, in my opinion, is unsurpassed. All right, brother. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I was just talking Bitcoin today with Derek J. Freeman, former co-host here on Free Talk Live, was out in Portsmouth for the Uber Grandma trial, and we had a big Bitcoin lunch at a Bitcoin-accepting business. So we paid for the food with Bitcoin. We talked about Bitcoin the whole time, so we've got a really great community here. More coming up. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing, and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.